We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Another beautiful day in southeast Louisiana. Going to be a nice weekend, too. Maybe not quite as cool as yesterday, but nice right now. 62 degrees in New Orleans, 55. Houma, 53. In Covington, in Belchase, it is, as I scroll down, 58 degrees. So, we are joined now by Plaquemines Parish President Kirk Lapine to talk about a saltwater wedge. How you doing, Kirk?
Hey, good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm all right. This was hard for me to envision when I got the text from Plaquemines Parish. Tell us what's going on here.
Okay. About every 10 years, the river gets to a low stage that allows some of the salt water to protrude from the Gulf because the flow of the Mississippi is not strong enough being a low river. It happened last time in August of 2012, and it ironically, it happens every approximately every 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So the Corps is going to build what they call an underwater levee right around the Myrtle Grove area. And what it does, they build it so high, then they watch it, then they maybe build it a little bit higher and higher, and it's all underwater. What it does, it stops that protrusion of salt water. It comes in as a wedge. So to protect our water system in the Belchase area, that's what it's designed for. But we also have the Bootville Water Station and the East Point Lahasa on the east bank outside of that system. So we have ordered two reverse osmosis machines that will run as we collect the water. We run the water through it, and then we'll be able to have good filtered water to take the chloride out of the water. And it's able to produce 1 million gallons of water, what we produce at those plants daily. So.
They don't have a way. Water plants do not desalinate water, right?
Correct. Correct.
So this is the only way to do that. So when it comes
this is the only way. Well, in 2012, when it happened, we actually barged water down. So that was we've learned over the years that was very expensive, but we got a hold of these machines that we can, you know, be proactive and get these machines hooked up to our water system so we still can run continuously making water and producing good water for our residents.
Does this go away after a while, this saltwater intrusion?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, where you can't build a sill or where you can't build the underwater levee?
Well, ironically, when it happened in 10 years ago, it happened August 15th of 2012. And if you notice, 2 or 3 weeks later, we had Hurricane Isaac.
Mm.
So if we had a force that pushed the water out, some kind of mechanism, God forbid, I don't want to see a storm, but if we had something that pushed the water out, it would push the water toward the Gulf. Now, if we had a higher river, which if we had more rains in the Midwest and that flow would come down, yes, the core feels very confident it would just kind of wash down. But until we get that river levels up, we have to contend with the low river and the salt content.
How deep is the water there in the river? I've always wondered that. And how deep does it have to be for ships to get through?
Well, that's the thing, that they'll build the levee at certain increments. And they'll build it, they'll watch the wedge, because they don't want to try to affect as much commerce as they have to in the river. So, again, it will be to the core standard to watch it as they build it and watch it and can kind of control river traffic as it's going through. So it's a technical question. I don't really know how deep it is, but it's at mile marker 64.6 is where they're building it. And that's I'm sure that's probably a deeper part in the channel.
So when it comes to the reverse osmosis machines, we'll need those until what? Until the level of the, because the sill has nothing to do with those, right? The levee, underwater levee?
No, it really has the effect of depending on the river rise. Right now, it's historical low. You know, when I took office in 2019, it was historical high, and we were worried about hurricanes. But at this point, it's historical low, so we need some kind of flow. The river runs at so much CFS, and right now it's at one of the lowest points. So if we can raise that flow or push in the river, then it would go away or move down toward the Gulf.
So is the Corps paying for the work for the sills, or is the federal government paying for that, or does the parish have to pay for that?
Well, the Corps, yeah, is the federal government, but right, yes, they right. are paying for that. They are paying. It's a $10 million project. Right now, we are securing the machines, and we're going to work that out later. I signed a declaration of emergency declaration, so we're hoping that we can maybe be reimbursed for that. But, you know, we want to just make sure we're proactive and ready to handle it now.
I guess I was conflating the Corps with FEMA and where the money was going to come from, but that's the accountants that do that. Thank you. Kirk, anything else going on in Plaquemines you want us to know about?
No. Well, we got the big OLPH fair, the annual fair that, you know, we haven't had in a couple of years because of COVID. So we're pretty excited about that in the Belle Chasse area. Look forward to seeing everybody, our friends and neighbors at the fair. So.
Yeah, weather should be great. Thank you, sir.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.